Thank you very much. My name is Takashi Okada. Today I'm talking about a matrix model in the context of string theory and M theory. The title is Exact Results of a Plane Wave Matrix Model and Double Scaling Limits. This work is based on one of these papers. Okay. Matrix models are studied in physics and mathematics based on various motivations. In this talk, I'm going to talk about a matrix model, more precisely, matrix quantum mechanics proposed as a non-perturbative definition of M theory and string theory. There are several matrix models proposed as a non-perturbative definition of M theory and string theory. Today, I will focus on plane wave matrix model. This is also called the BMN matrix model. In this talk, I will call this matrix model PWMM. These two matrix models are closely related with this PWMM, but I don't mention these two today. Okay. In order to describe string theory and M theory from PWMM, we want to understand the non-perturbative aspects of PWMM. To analyze such a strongly coupled dynamics, a powerful tool is a localization method. Maybe some of you are familiar with this method. The localization method of path integral is a powerful tool to compute waves of certain supersymmetric observables, such as Wilson loops and partition functions. The most famous work is Peston's work. He computed the partition function of n equals 4 sepia mirrors on 4 sphere. And recently, Kapustin Viret-Yakov computed supersymmetric Chan-Simon matter gauge series. Today, I'm going to talk about localization method in PWMM. Then I discuss some applications of our result of the localization. Okay. So this is the outline of my talk. I will first review the basics of PWMM, and then I discuss some more physical aspects of PWMM. PWMM contains many objects in string theory and M theory, so I explain how we can extract such extended object from this matrix model. And then I discuss this is from this section this from th- these two parts my our own work. Then I in section three I explain how we can compute we can perform localization calculation in PWMM, and I finally discuss the application of the result. Okay, this is so. I will start. I explain basics of PWMM. The action is like this. Here, G is the gauge coupling constant, and tau is weak rotated Euclidean time. And x, d1 is a covariant derivative like this, and xa and xm are bosonic matrices. And of course, we have fermions. This is a supersymmetric system. And and PWM and PWMM has a symmetry of SU2/4. And whose bosonic subgroup contains SO3 cross SO6. And XA and XM have vector indices of SO3 and SO6 respectively. And there are several ways to obtain this action, but the easiest way is through dimensional reduction of n equals 4 super m mirrors on R cross S3. And that is starting from n equals 4 super m mirrors on R cross S3 and dropping off the coordinate dependence on S3, then we can obtain this action. Yeah. And so what I want to explain now is I'm going to talk about is the inverse direction, that is from low dimensional field theory, that is quantum mechanics. From quantum mechanics, we want to recover higher dimensional field theories, and it turns out that PWMM contains not only n equals 4 super m mirrors, but also many other field theories.
Can you remind us what the supergravity sort of origin of this is? It's like the plane wave, maybe it's like Or it's
another way to write it down. This action is a superparticle action in 11 dimensional plane wave geometry.
So it's in the plane wave
limit. Maximally
supersymmetric.
It can be obtained from plane wave geometry. Can be obtained ADS 4 cross S7 or ADS 7 cross ADS 7 cross S4. So next, I explain the vacuum structure of PWMM. this is an important part of the action. And imposing this, imposing partial x v equals 0 gives this condition. Namely, it is easy to solve this equation because this equation can be solved by SU2 representation. mu is a parameter, a constant parameter of the theory, free parameter. Here, LA is a SU2 representation, and this is in general a reducible representation, so I decompose LA like this. Here LA JS is spin JS representation, and NS is the multiplicity of spin JS representation. Okay. So more explicitly, this XA can be written like this. So we have spin J1 representation, N1 copies of spin J1 representation, ... like this. The important information in this slide is each vacuum of PWMM is labeled by a representation of SU2. This is the basic of PWMM. So next, I explain how we can obtain higher dimensional field theories from PWMM. The important fact I will use later in this talk is that we can realize several field theories from PWMM. So the question is where does higher dimensional field theory live in PWMM? The answer is roughly speaking, various field theories live in vacuum of PWMM. This is a schematic picture. I will soon explain how we can obtain these theories from PWMM. So the general procedure is the general procedure to extract the field theory from PWMM is as follows. First, we choose an appropriate vacuum of PWMM, and which is labeled by a representation of SV2. And the second, take an appropriate double scaling limit in the vacuum, in that vacuum. So this is this is examples. Okay. First, I explain how we can construct D2-branch field theory, that is N equals 8 super Hamilton R cross S2 from brainwave matrix model. start from this vacuum of PWMM, and then take J is the representation of this SV2 representation, the representation size of the representation of SV2. Take J to infinity. This limit corresponds to a continuum limit of fuzzy sphere. And okay, then we have a smooth S2 sphere. Okay. Important remark is we have to keep this combination finite. We have to keep this combination fixed when we take this limit, because this is luckily because this combination appears overall factor as an overall factor of the action. So to keep the action finite, we have to keep this combination fixed. And in fact, you can easily check that the fluctuation around this vacuum fluctuations around this vacuum goes to n equal, gives to n equals 8 super Young mirrors on R times S2 under this limit.
So you're looking at low energy. There's a low energy fluctuations given this.
Yes. In this. So. Similarly, we can also construct the cerebral theory from PWMM. Construction is a bit complicated. S3 is locally. I will explain this first. The difference between this and this is, in this case, we have to prepare many fuzzy spheres with different sizes. In the previous case, we prepared only one fuzzy sphere. This why we have to prepare many fuzzy spheres in this case is that S3 is locally S2 cross S1. So if we regard S3 as many S2 along many S2 along fibered on S1, so then we can I will say again. If we regarding S3 as many fuzzy many S2 along the S1 fiber, then it is natural to prepare many fuzzy spheres is needed to realize such many fuzzy spheres are needed to realize S3.
Have you shown that you get the full symmetry?
We can construct this action explicitly by taking okay. Well, first, for example, in this case, we take this vacuum and expanding the fields around this vacuum, then the fluctuation around this vacuum, and the action of fluctuation coincides with this action.
Yeah, no, I was wondering about the
S3. This is the same.
The S3 is a collection of S2. So
sorry.
It's the same.
So in this case we can also check. We can also construct the action of the cerebrans from PWM explicitly. I'm opposite to any equal for super embeds on our processor. These facts can be checked perturbatively. Then finally, there's also a limit from PWMM to little string theory. Little string theory is NS5 range field theory. This limit is conjectured by these people. So, this conjectured limit is a strong coupling limit. So it is impossible to construct this Lagrangian explicitly from this from PWMM. In fact, there's no known Lagrangian formulation of little string theory. So, in order to examine this conjecture, we have to have some non-perturbative tool. That is localization method. So I will come back to this problem after discussing localization method. Okay. So from this section, I will talk about my recent work. Maybe some of you already know localization method, but let me briefly review this method. Suppose that we want to compute the following path integral. To compute this path integral using localization method, We first pick up a fermionic symmetry, which I denote by Q. And using this Q, deform the path integral like this. Here, T is a deformation, the deformation parameter, and B is some functional satisfying this property. That is QB. Q is the supersymmetry, the fermionic symmetry Q here, and QB, the bosonic part of QB is positive semidefinite. Okay. You can find fermionic symmetry and a functional V satisfying these properties, you can show that G0 is the original path integral. And G0 is equal to Z infinity. Only configuration satisfying QV equals zero can contribute to this path integral. Okay. And then one loop calculation over QV over the space QV equals zero gives the exact answer of this path integral. The result can be written as follows. Here M is some parameters, constant, M is some matrix parameterizing the space QV equals zero. And G1 loop denotes the contribution from one loop calculation, and E minus SM, okay, SM is the contribution from the action, its action itself. This is a usual step, the saddle point. That is, in other words, saddle point approximation becomes exact when we
find V,
Q, and V. Okay. So let's apply localization method to PWMM. We want to compute the path integral of PWMM. SPWMM is the action PWMM, and X and Psi are bosonic and fermionic matrices of PWMM. Unlike usual localization calculation, PWMM is defined on non-compact space manifold, because that is PWMM is a quantum mechanics, so it is defined on time, which is an infinitely long real line. So we need to impose a boundary condition at plus minus infinity of time. Here we impose the following boundary condition. That is at plus minus infinity, field configuration becomes a vacuum configuration. So to define this path integral, you have to specify which representation, which vacuum, that in other words, which representation of field takes. Okay. So once we specify the boundary condition, the remaining calculation is the same as the usual localization calculation. So first, we pick up supersymmetry generated by some supina and deform the action by QB with B with V equals psi delta psi psi bar delta S. Delta S is the Suzy transformation of psi. The bar is a complex conjugate. And okay, and we can also insert Q closed observables into the path integral here. And as a Q closed observable, we can find this operator, this field, this phi. And phi is defined like this. By choosing this specific spinor, this phi can be given by like this. So we can compute any polynomials of phi. A trace is needed to make this observable gauge invariant. Okay.
What is X10?
Sorry.
You shifted everything by 2.
I use the convention like this. 2, 3, 4 represents this direction.
Okay.
Sorry. So X4 is one of the member of SO3, and 9 and 10 transforms as SO6. We have to examine the field configuration satisfying QB equals 0. This space is given by like this. Interestingly, XA, it turns out that XA must be constant, and that is it does not depend on time, so it agree with the boundary value. Okay. And X10 has a non-trivial value. Okay. Here M is a matrix satisfying this property. So if I denote LAR like this, M can be written as like this. So okay. this matrix M commits with this L. And when I write down the formula of the final expression, it is convenient to use the eigenvalues of MS, the matrix MS. Okay. So I denote the eigenvalues of MS by MSI, and I runs from one to NS. Okay.
Why is tau equal to 0 special? Why doesn't it depend on a translation parameter?
Right. Oh, sorry, can you say?
So X10 is M over cosh tau?
Cosh tau?
Yes. Well, why does it depend exactly on tau? Tau minus some center? I'm trying to understand why there's no 0 mod for a center.
Yeah. Actually, when when we compute, when we perform a localization calculation, we have to pick up a specific specific SUSY. And so the localization calculation explicitly breaks the symmetry of time translation.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It is the same. It is the same for such situation is the same for Pestin's calculation on S4. Instantons are localized on north pole and south pole of the sphere. Okay. So. Okay. Important remark here is that we ignore instanton solution of QB equals zero. The field configuration satisfying QB equals zero contains instanton solutions, but to solve this equation is extremely difficult. So this is future work. So okay. So anyway, the remaining task is performing one loop calculation over this space QB equals zero. I don't explain the detail, but this problem is reduced to a problem of an index theorem on real line, one dimensional real line. Solving this mathematical problem, we obtain the final answer. This is the final expression. For a general vacuum labeled by R, which can be specified by, which can be written like this in general, the path integral can be written like this. That one loop is the contribution from one loop calculation, and this is a contribution from classical action. Well, and the Z1 loop is given by this expression. So it looks quite complicated. So in general, it is impossible to solve this matrix integral, even in saddle point approximation. But in some cases, this path integral, this matrix integral, becomes simplified. So, for example, when we consider the trivial vacuum of PWMM, this is given like this. LA zero is spin zero representation. So, namely, the field, the vacuum where XA equals zero. In this vacuum, the matrix integral becomes like this. This matrix integral is also difficult to solve analytically. However, when we take the limit from PWMM to the Tuberin theory, the matrix integral becomes like this. This matrix integral looks similar to ABGM matrix models, division matrix model, and we can solve this matrix model at least larger limit or actually we can do better than that. Okay. So I will explain a limit from PWMM to little string theory. As I said, PWMM from the limit from PWMM to little string theory is a strong coupling limit. So usual part of the study cannot be used. So I will discuss this, but the localization method holds any size of gauge coupling. So I will discuss this limit using the result of the localization calculation. Okay. this is the limit. This is a limit proposed by these people. According to the proposal, LST can be obtained from PWMM as follows. LST is a little string theory. In the vacuum of PWMM given by this configuration, this representation, take the following limit. Take a Lagrangian limit with 2 times j plus 1 fixed, and following this complicated combination fixed. And according to their proposal, their conjecture, under this limit, plane matrix model describes little string theory. The physical meaning of this combination and this combination is as follows. The first combination, 2j plus 1, corresponds to the number of NS fibrins. So we have to fix this combination. And this combination corresponds to the string coupling constant of little string theory. So we have to fix this combination, and I denote this combination J tilde. Okay. So as I said, I don't explain detail about how they find this limit, but this limit was conjectured based on the study of gauge gravity duality. That is, they compared the gravitational dual solution of PWMM and gravitational dual solution of little string theory, and they found that there exists a limit where the gravitational dual solution of PWMM goes to the gravitational dual solution of little string theory. Okay. So what I'm going to talk is not the gravitational side study, but the more direct field theory side study. Okay, so I briefly explain how we can test the LST limit in field theory side. According to the conjecture, under the LSD limit, the observer can be written as the genus expansion of little string theory. Okay. G tilde is the string coupling constant of little string theory. Okay. Of course, we can always consider one over n expansion when n is large. So we can expand the same observable like this. Same vacuum the vacuum expectation value of some observable. Okay. Comparing these two expansions, they are compatible only if we have the following behavior. This is easy to check. Just a substitute this U tilde here and comparing these coefficients of n. So this behavior can be tested directly by using our localization method. Here's the numerical results. We checked the behavior of H over L0. According to their conjecture, H over L0 behaves like this. H and L0 are the coefficients of a usual 1 over expansion. Okay, so according to we checked this behavior numerically, and for the following operators labeled by Q. As I said, by using localization method, we can compute the field of phi by using localization. Phi is defined like this. This combination.
Are these integrals sort of like the matrix analog of Wilson lines? I mean, I guess they're exponential. I guess you could think of them.
I hope so. We don't discuss about it seriously. Okay. And for various values of Q, we perform one over n expansion like this, and examine the ratio of these two coefficients. This is the result. Q is from 0.2 to 1, and so we have five operators, and all of these five operators can be fitted by this function with the same a. Okay, so this supports that. So this provides a numerical evidence of this little string theory conjecture.
How big is n?
From 10 to 30. Okay. In order to determine these coefficients, obtain these coefficients, we perform the following. We extrapolate 1 over n over this is the, with respect to extrapolate with respect to 1 over n. And if for fixed lambda, all observables can be determined, can be calculated if we specify lambda and n. So for fixed lambda and for fixed n, we can calculate the vacuum expectation value numerically. We first made such data and fit by 1 over n squared. Okay. So in this way, we can determine higher coefficients, but it takes many time. So yeah. Anyway, okay. Now this is the result.
Is this the region where you estimate the incident that you?
Oh, that's a good point. Sorry. Instanton.
Yeah, I mean, can you estimate the size of the?
Okay. When we examine this conjecture, we have to fix this combination. So roughly, lambda scales like this. Because lambda appears here and 1 over n appears here. So to balance this to these two guys, lambda scales like this. But in this region, coupling constant. And on the other hand, instanton contributes like this. So this is like this. And so, okay. So in larger limit, in LSC limit, instanton does not contribute. Okay. Thank you. This is summary. We showed that certain supersymmetric observables of PWMM are reduced to matrix integrals up to instanton effect. In particular, we provided evidence that LST can be defined as PWMM in a non-trivial limit. Today, I didn't mention. As in detail, but we can also obtain the exact results of n equals 8 superyamils and n equals 4 superyamils from exact results of PWMM by taking appropriate large n limit. And I didn't also mention this point, but interestingly, a relation of bubble. Interestingly, we can obtain a fermionic picture, fermionic quantum mechanics, fermionic system from the result of localization method. So it is interesting to explore. The gravitational dual of PWM has also it is known that the gravitational dual of PWM also has a fermionic picture called bubbling geometry. So it is interesting to explore this relation more. This is future work. And this is also future work. Today I ignore the instant effect, but if we want to take emissary limit, we have to take this limit. So instanton obviously contribute. So instanton effect is important to take emissary limit. Okay, thank you.
So could I ask about that bubbling geometry? So you're talking about the LLM solutions, I suppose, where you have a sort of pre-fermion picture on one side and you have all these interesting exact supergravity solutions.
Yes.
Now, so you're saying that if you take this plane wave matrix model in some limit, there's a fermionic?
From this expression, this is the result of the localization. In some vacuum. The result of the localization method can be, we can associate a fermionic system to this matrix integrals.
By fermionic system which reproduces exactly that answer?
Yes. So we can interpret this matrix integral as an interacting fermion system. So I think it obviously relates with the gravitational picture of bubbling geometry. Bubbling geometry also has a fermion picture. So.
Pre-fermions in that case, right?
Yeah. In that case, it's free fermion. So, but. Anyway, in this case, we have we have interacting fermions.
There are no further questions. Let's thank Takashi one more time.